Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Laura Canning, the Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning to talk about, I guess, a fun time of the year now as things come to life again.
Everything is busy right now. We're the weird little bit of spring that we're getting, and it's late this year, so our wildflower walk is coming up this Saturday, and we sometimes talk about some of the wildflowers that are out there that are in the middle of the season or once it's been warm for a while, and it hasn't been warm for a while, so our early ones are out there blooming. I just was out there walking to see what was out there blooming. So, you know, I tell people if you've been to it before, don't be afraid to come back and do the wildflower walk the next year too, because it'll be different. Especially comparing this year to last year will be definitely different for some of the flowers that are blooming right now.
Even though it's early season, is it still going to be colorful?
Actually, a lot of our early ones are white, and so, it might not be as pretty as, but yeah, there's going to be a couple different ones out there going. So
a lot to see, a lot to learn about.
And yes,
this is a guided event, so folks will learn while they observe.
Yes, yep. So we'll start out from the trailhead at 9 a.m. on this Saturday the 28th, and then we will go for a nice little walk, and we'll be pointing them out. And I also, if I know, and some of them have stories about what the Native Americans used them for and things like that. So
very good. Lots of good stories
there. Yeah.
Excellent. We all like a good story.
Yes.
That's coming up this weekend.
Yep. The 28th on the night at 9 a.m. out at Pellet Memorial Woods, which is just north of Atlantic.
Okay, very good. Make sure you get that on your schedule. Also coming up here very soon, the Hitchcock House Pioneer Festival. That's been a fun event each year.
Yes. We've been doing it over 20 years now.
Wow.
And our fourth graders come out that Friday before. And then on Saturday, May 5th, will be everyone for the public that afternoon. And so if you've got a fourth grader, you might have heard that they're getting to go and coming out and seeing us. We do a lot of the pioneer skills inside the barn, and so it does take a lot of volunteers, and it's going to be from 1 to 4, and it's free. Anything in the barn is free to come out and try. And then if you do want a tour of the house, anyone older than high school age, an adult age, that's $5 a person. Otherwise, the kids are free to go through on a tour of the house as well. But if since it's our busy season, like you had said earlier, our busy season is just starting to gear up. We have lots of field trips that come out. Our Hitchcock House Fest is one of our large field trips that take a lot of volunteers on that Friday the 4th. So if you've got some time in May and you would we'd love to have new volunteers come out. And if you're interested in volunteering for us, certainly give us a call down at the office in Lewis. A lot of our field trips, besides the Hitchcock House, would be one example, but a lot of them are helping the kids fish and just being that extra person to help them bait a hook. Mm-hmm. and be just some extra eyes and ears with the kiddos. We do field trips all over our county. So if you live, down by Messina, we have our outdoor educational classroom. We have a couple groups that come out there and things like that. So there is some volunteering opportunities if you have some extra time.
We haven't talked much about volunteer opportunities. I know you and Micah do an awful lot of work there through the Cass County Conservation and the board, but there's a lot that, to do as many things as you do, it does take some extra hands now.
Yeah.
And again.
Yep. And we usually, and even if maybe you don't know what you want to help out with, we do have a volunteer form on our website. That'll give you kind of some look at what we do offer, or what we sometimes look for. In years past, we've had someone take us up on being the official photographer for some of our different events. We're too busy to take pictures of it. And so if we can have an extra set of hands, and that's their job, is just to take pictures for us. And
so sometimes,
like that.
Sometimes people volunteer to do things that you didn't even know you needed.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And, you know, we have things with wildlife care in our office, things like that. You know, we have summer camps during the summer. So yeah, there is lots of different things. It doesn't have to be with kids. It doesn't have to be, we've got lots of different opportunities.
Very good. So. And it starts, well, they're needed all the time, but it really gets started here
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it gets
again,
really
too.
Rolling. Our field trips get rolling out to our parks. Our Hitchcock Pioneer Skills Festival, the fourth graders, like I say, they visit the Friday before on May 4th. The public day is that Saturday, May 5th, from 1 to 4. And that's all free inside the barn. Come try your hand at rope making. Usually we get a little adventurous and try to make a big stretch of rope and things like that. So, and, you know, if that's something that you would probably like to learn more about, come on out and we can show you how our volunteers run the machine, you know, run everything pretty much. So come out and be a volunteer. And
it's a living history lesson.
It is, and it's fun, and the kids usually have a blast. And, you know, how long does it take to make butter and things like that.
Well, and surprisingly, you would think that by now everybody here in the area has experienced the Hitchcock House at one time or another, but not the case.
No, and not the case. And, you know, even with the little bit of Highway 71 construction that's going to happen this summer, I really hope we still have a great summer. Our parks are all still accessible into Lewis on Oxford Road there, things like that. So you can still get there, even though the detour says, oh, it's going to be closed.
Still some work to be done.
Yes.
Are people pretty good about using the parks locally here in the county over the course of the year?
Yes. And we get, you know, camping season is just gearing up. And, you know, we like to, you know, don't be afraid to ask us, stop us, ask us questions, you know, things like that. We were just talking about the other day in the office on how the fishing was doing around the around the area. We try to keep our eyes and ears on lots of things in the county and places.
Well, and most folks who camp on a regular basis, they understand about the good neighbor policy, too, to kind of clean up after yourself and don't leave a mess for the next person, all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, very good. Well, and I know I saw that through the DNR, and I think you guys are involved in that, too, there's going to be a swan event over at Lake Anita here.
We're going to release swans on that Friday. And our conservation day, that's our field trip for all the fifth graders, is the day before. So we get to have one of the live swans that we will release the next day on that Friday out at the field trip to see, and we'll get to see, they'll get to see a swan as well. So yeah, we kind of try to coordinate a lot of things, especially when something like that is going to happen in the area. So
it's a lot easier to teach the students if you can take them to where the action is happening.
Oh, yes. Yep. And yeah, that Friday of the swan release, we will be at Lake Anita, and you feel free to come out. The public is welcome. It's going to be it's a fantastic time. So.
Very good. No drum rolls or anything, but you don't want to scare them off.
Oh, they just, sometimes the swans are like, oh my goodness, how many people, you know, they're a little shell-shocked.
You bet. I think folks around these parts have a pretty good respect for them since they're pretty used to them being around here in the Atlantic area.
Yes.
Very good. So lots of things coming up here during the start of this summer season. Take advantage of the local resources that we have here through Cass County Conservation. I know you put a lot of work and effort and planning and organization into all these kinds of things. And if you can find it in time, if you can find a little time to help out, you don't even need to have specific expertise in certain areas.
Right.
Sometimes it's just being there to help volunteer.
And our website, where our volunteers, some of our volunteer forms are on, are atlanticiowa.com. And then our phone number down at the office, if you're ever trying to find us or look for us, is 712-769-2372.
Very good. So if you can help out in any way, shape, or form, or if you just like to take advantage of the opportunities through the Cass County Conservation, stop by, give them a call, do what you can. But get a lot of these different events on the schedule. And if you've gotten the mailing, I know you send out a lot of the mailings each quarter. You've got the Conservation Quarterly. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Conservation Quarterly. You can get it in your email in full color as well.
Oh, perfect.
Save some paper.
You bet. There you go. So you can catch that and keep up to what's happening with the Conservation Service here locally. Laura, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.